Mr. Wrong by Elizabeth Jane Howard. Dramatized for radio by Catherine Lucy Chakavska, with Petra Markham as Meg.
Oh dear, I'm not very good at this. I don't know anything about second-hand cars, really. I wonder if I should buy it.
Gently now, gently. Just tickle it along, eh? Gently.
I'm sorry.
That's it. That's it now. Fine, fine. Is this your first car?
It will be if I take it. I've driven a lot, though.
Yes, I can see that.
I used to drive for a doctor at home.
Did you? Better turn left here, Flower.
I'm sorry. I don't usually do that.
You're just not used to it, that's all.
No.
It's always difficult driving a completely new car.
Yes, I suppose so.
Your Funch is a most reliable starter in all weathers. Economical on fuel, minimum of servicing.
Really? How can anyone have so many teeth as that? He looks just like a wolf. Maybe my father was right.
You can't trust car dealers, Meg. You should always expect the worst. Sharks, all
of them. Oh, surely you're exaggerating, dear.
He never likes anyone to go anywhere.
There's no place like home, Meg.
But that's just it. I want to see somewhere else. Somewhere not like home.
But it's expensive in London and dangerous.
She'll be sharing a flat with two other girls, dear. It'll do fine until Mr. Wright comes along.
If he ever does.
Of course it would be easier for her to come home for weekends if she had a car. What do you think, Humphrey?
Well, Flower, what do you think?
It's very nice. Has it ever been in an accident, Mr. Taunton?
Clive Taunton?
Clive to you.
But has it?
Well, no, not an accident as such. Just a slight brush.
I'm sorry?
A slight brush. I expect you'd notice the respray.
Respray? Oh, yes. Yes, I did notice that.
There was a little bit of panel work involved. Then we thought it could do with a more cheerful colour. It was black before. I always think aqua blue is a nice colour for a lady's car, don't you, dear?
Yes. Yes, I do. How many previous owners has it had?
It belonged to a small firm, didn't it? One of the directors used it and his secretary, that's all. Not much mileage on the clock.
No, I can see that.
Genuine low mileage, that. No tampering there. So what do you think, darling? If you take my advice, you'll snap it up.
I think I'd better take it, then.
Good girl. You've got a bargain there. You won't regret it.
My first car. I'll drive home this weekend and show them. I wonder what Samantha and Val will think of it. They might have boyfriends, but they haven't got cars.
Well, I got it.
A car? Did you? Is it outside now?
Oh, let's see.
Is that it, down there? Gosh, Meg.
Isn't it lovely?
Is it just a two-seater?
No, there's plenty of room in the back. Got four doors.
It's very sporty. I never thought you'd buy one like that, Meg.
Didn't you? What sort of car did you think I'd buy?
Well, I don't know. An old banger, really.
What are you doing tonight, Meg?
Not much. As usual.
Oh, why don't you come out with us, then? We're going out with the boys for a Chinese meal.
I don't know. Never had Chinese food before.
All the more reason to come, then.
I could wear my Laura Ashley dress, couldn't I?
Why not?
Would it look all right, do you think?
Oh, yes. Yes, that'll do fine anything. Only do hurry up. They'll be here soon.
So this is what it can be like. This is really living in London. And it's all because of the car. Oh, I can't wait to tell Mother all about it. Soon be on the motorway, and it's all plain sailing. I think I've managed this very well. It's easier than I thought.
Halfway.
An hour or so yet, though. It's so tiring. The dazzle of the headlights. There's a service station. I could just stop and have a cigarette, couldn't I?
Oh, yes.
I'd better. Ah, fresh air. Just close my eyes for 5 minutes.
Nothing but trouble, second-hand cars. That's what I always say.
You were wrong, Father. Wrong.
Just for 5 minutes.
No, not an accident as such. Just a slight brush. Just a slight brush. Just a slight brush. Just a slight brush. Just a slight
brush. What is it? Where is it coming from? Close the window. Oh, God. It's worse. It must be in here with me. Put on the light. It was behind me, wasn't it? Just my carry bag, something outside then. Lock the door. Can't drive with a light on me, can you? Oh, God, no! Stop it! Stop it! Just start the car and go. Oh, God, please don't let me hear it again. Please don't let me hear that noise again.
Meg, darling, you're home at last.
Mother.
You're late. I was beginning to get quite worried, what with you driving your new car.
I'm fine.
And that's it. Oh, my goodness, isn't it beautiful? Your father will be very impressed.
Will he?
Oh, and I do like the colour.
You can see it properly tomorrow when it's light. Let's go in now.
All right, dear. Gosh, it's getting chilly. And you must be tired.
I am, rather. I'm sorry I'm late. I had to stop for a rest.
Your father's gone to bed, so we'll just have some supper together. Hmm? Meg? Oh, you look dreadfully tired, darling.
I'm glad to be home, anyway.
Is it this wild life you've been leading in London?
No, not really. Though we did go out the other night for a Chinese meal. I wore my new dress.
How exciting. With a boyfriend?
Not my boyfriend.
We're going out with the boys for a Chinese meal.
Just a group.
Oh, well. You never know when Mr. Wright is going to turn up. And is the car nice?
Very nice. It was kind of you and Father to give me all that money towards it.
Why not? You are our daughter, after all. We've got no one else to give it to. And now we're going to have a lovely weekend together, aren't we, darling?
Yes. We'll just stay here. Not go out anywhere. I'd rather not drive till I have to. I suppose I ought to pack up my things if I'm to set off after tea.
You shouldn't drive in the dark. You know I don't like it, Meg.
It's dark by four anyway. I'll have to if I'm to get back in time for work tomorrow.
Will you have something to eat before you go?
Not one of your enormous teas anyway, or I'll pass out in the car.
Just a slight brush.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. I'm just daydreaming.
No. I'll pack up your things for you, then. I'll lend you that nice little case Auntie Phil left me. Carrier bags, indeed. Doesn't do your clothes any good to cram them into a carrier.
They're very useful.
Not for packing clothes in. On Friday night, your clothes were all cramped and crushed together as though someone had been stamping on them.
Were they?
And I'll put in that big tartan car rug in case you don't have enough blankets on your bed. I'm sure that flat can't be warm enough.
It has been a nice weekend. Can I come again next week?
I would be most upset if you didn't.
So nothing happened, did it? No breathing. Nothing. Thank God. It must have been a dream. It must have been. No lights on in the flat. Why are Samantha and Val out so much? I'd have thought on Sunday night they might be in. They seem to know so many people.
The single girl gets so tired of love letting her down. The life's unreal and the people are phony. And the nights can get so lonely. The single girl needs a sweet loving man to lean on.
Now, dear, there's just that chandelier to be wrapped. Tedious, but there it is.
Have you got plenty of newspapers?
Here. That should be enough. And don't be reading them when you're supposed to be wrapping up with them, will you, dear?
No, Mr. Whitehorn.
Oh, beauty queens. Look at this. Miss Canada. Miss USA. How very blonde she is.
Oh, my goodness.
Just look at all that makeup. I wonder how they achieve those amazingly toothy smiles.
They must have an awfully difficult time fighting off admirers, like Samantha in our flat. Still, it probably gets easier with practice.
It probably does, my dear. It probably does. Are you going home again this weekend?
I thought I would. I'm a bit scared, though.
Scared?
Well, the weather, you know.
Oh.
I thought I might send a telegram saying the fog was too bad for driving, but it might alarm my father. He always thinks the worst. He might panic before he opened it.
Well, you mustn't do that then, must you? Aren't they on the telephone?
I'm afraid not.
Well, we're not very busy today. No doubt if there'll be a sudden inrush of customers now. So when you've finished the chandelier, you can go.
Could I?
Better to set off early.
Thank you.
Which way do you go out of London?
Along Hendon Way.
Well, it is getting pretty foggy, so just take it slowly, dear, and take care of yourself. Mind you list every last little piece. There's a good girl, or I'll be in trouble with the customs.
Hitchhikers.
Mind you don't pick up any hitchhikers, Meg. It isn't safe these days.
Why do the lights always change to red just as you get to them? Look at that poor girl. She's wet through. Surely there couldn't be any harm in it. She'd be company for me. I wouldn't go imagining things. There can't be any danger in picking up a girl, can there?
Please. Excuse me. Please. Why didn't you get in? Oh, you don't have to get in the back. Oh, but I didn't...
How kind.
I didn't see you.
We were wondering whether anyone at all would come to our aid.
Horrible man.
It only goes to prove that charming young women generally behave as they appear.
He must have been with her.
The Good Samaritan is invariably feminine these days.
How far are you going?
Ah, now that will surprise you. My secretary and I broke down this morning, and it's imperative we present ourselves in the right place at the right time this evening. To pick up our car, you know.
Ugh, his breath smells.
We left it at a garage between Northampton and Leicester. I shall easily be able to point out the turning to you.
Turning?
What a bore. Can't she speak?
Most courageous of you to have stopped. There are so many hooligans about.
I expect there are.
Yes. An old friend of mine once gave a lift to a young man, and the next thing she knew, the poor dear was in a ditch. No car, dreadful headache. No idea where she was.
How terrible.
It's perfectly ghastly what some people will do to some people. Have you noticed it? But I imagine you're too young. You are probably in search of adventure, romance, or whatever lies behind those euphemisms. Am I right?
Are you warm enough?
Perfectly, thank you.
I didn't mean... Why doesn't she answer? Is she asleep?
Warm enough physically speaking, at any rate.
I wish he'd keep his mouth shut.
Plastic.
What? I didn't quite...
Plastic. The only real use that plastic has been to society was when the remains of Mrs. Duran Deacon's red plastic handbag was discovered in a tank full of acid.
He must be mad.
Poor Haig. He must have thought he was perfectly safe with acid. But that was the end of him. Are you familiar with the case at all?
I'm not interested in murder mysteries, I'm afraid.
Ah, but fear and murder go hand in hand.
Oh, I didn't mean I was frightened.
It's difficult to think of any murder where there's not been a modicum, and sometimes, let's face it, a very great deal of fear.
Can you hear anything?
No. Having engine trouble too, are we?
No. No, it's all right now.
My dear, would you mind stopping? I must answer a call of nature.
Of course.
Ah, but there's a lorry parked here. Perhaps we could go on a little.
This will have to do.
Very well. I'll be back in a minute.
Look here. I do think you might help with the conversation. It's empty. But she got in. And she must have got out again. But the seat's dry. She was soaked. Oh, God. Here he is again. He's walking around the car, looking at it. Why? Hurry up, please. I'm already late. What on earth has become of your secretary?
My secretary?
You know, the girl you said you'd had a breakdown with.
Oh, yes. Poor little Muriel. I'd quite forgotten about her, but... Then I'm not given to oversight into the affairs of any employee I may indulge in. I do not like prolonged relationships of any kind. I like them sudden, short, and sweet.
You must know what I'm talking about.
How long have you had the car?
A week or so.
And did you have it resprayed?
It was resprayed by the garage. Listen, it was your secretary I stopped for. I didn't even see you. I'd have never stopped for a man.
Of course, I noticed at once it was an MG, but then there was the colour.
She was soaked. She got into the back without a word. But don't pretend you didn't know she was there. She had a birthmark on her neck.
A birthmark on her throat. What did your friend look like?
Not my friend. Yours. She was short. She wore a pale mac and... glasses. Her hair was a dark reddish colour.
Was it?
She looked really ill. A sort of livid white.
I've never heard of her.
But you saw her, didn't you? You must have seen her.
Must I?
I thought you were together.
I can't imagine what you are talking about. I didn't see any girl in the back of your car.
Silly. There couldn't be someone in the back of my car without me knowing, could there?
Mind if I smoke?
No.
You must excuse me, my dear, but I really have not the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Well, I think you have.
You're sure of that, are you?
I think you must have.
Why have you stopped here? Do you need petrol?
I don't like you very much. I'd rather you got out now.
How cruel.
Please get out, or I shall get the garage man to turn you out.
That will not be necessary, my dear.
I'm sorry. I just don't trust you.
I'm far from sure I can trust you.
Oh, my God.
How many?
Oh, just two, please. 2 gallons. Excuse me.
What's that?
The man who's in the front of my car. Did you see where he went?
What man was that?
He got out just now.
Well, I didn't see anyone.
Didn't you? Are you sure?
No, I didn't see anybody at all. Not a living soul. Oh, thanks. That's just right. Night, miss.
What did he mean? He didn't see anyone. Oh, no. Ghosts. But ghosts don't talk, do they? She didn't. But he did. All right.
course. The car's haunted. I see that. But I'll think about it when I get home. Not now. I can't think about that now.
Home again, darling. I expected you ages ago.
The weather was bad. I was delayed.
Your father's off to bed. He thought he might be getting a cold.
Mother, have we got anything to drink?
What about a nice cup of tea?
No, I meant alcohol.
Oh, to drink. Well, I'm sure we have, darling. It's so unlike you to want to drink, I didn't put it out. I'll get it. Gin or sherry?
Gin. Oh, you have one too. Keep me company. I feel depraved, drinking all by myself.
Well, just a drop of sherry, then. We needn't tell your father. It might start him worrying.
Oh, Mother.
This is nice, isn't it? Just the two of us. I don't know what I'd do without you, Meg. No, I shall have to when Mr. Wright comes along.
Of course you won't.
I just hope he likes us, that's all. Tell me, have you been meeting anyone nice, dear?
Not this week. No Chinese meal this week. I've hardly seen Samantha and Val.
Oh, well, there's plenty of time. I expect it's more difficult to make friends in the city than in the country. I suppose everyone's always so busy.
Val and Sam have plenty of friends.
Well, I expect they've been there a long time.
I never had all that many friends here, did I?
Guess what? I've been making you some nice Viella nightgowns.
They'll be lovely and warm.
Well, they're not quite finished yet. I'm putting white lace ruffles on them. It's been such fun doing each one in different colours. I'd love to make you a wedding dress, Meg. Well, do you want to see them?
Yes, of course.
I'll fetch them, shall I?
Lovely. I can't go on like this. I'll have to sell it. Buy another. Nothing will happen going back, will it? It didn't last time. When you get back, you'll just have to sell the car. Val and Samantha will wonder what's wrong with it. I can't tell them. I can't.
I never thought you'd buy one like that, Meg. Just an old banger.
It's not my sort of car. Not my style.
Here we are. What do you think of them? Aren't they lovely?
Not my style. Hello. Yes, I'd like to put in an ad, please. It's a car for sale. An MG. Aqua blue. Offers, I suppose. Yes, it's second hand. Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong at all.
Oh. Well, dear. Oh, it's certainly a nice colour. And it looks as if it's in good condition, too. Get down, Poppy.
It is. It's just that I need the money. There's nothing wrong with it.
Just a slight brush. Not an accident as such.
Perhaps you'd like a test drive?
Oh, could I? Well, I think I'd better, don't you? Come along, Poppy, dear. In you go. Poppy, come along. Poppy, do as you're told at once.
I don't think she wants to get in.
But she loves going in cars. I don't know what's come over her.
She doesn't seem to like this one much, does she?
Poppy! Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, my dear, but I can't possibly buy a car that Poppy won't go in. I must admit I did like the look of this one. But well, she's all I've got, you know.
Oh, I understand.
Oh, I am so sorry, my dear.
You're sure she won't get used to it in time?
But I couldn't take the risk. She's usually such a mild, sweet, tempered little dog.
Oh.
Oh, don't you bite at Mummy's friends. I think I'd better take her away. Oh, I truly am sorry, my dear.
Hi, sold your car yet?
No, not yet, Samantha.
Why don't you put another ad in the evening paper? You're bound to make the last edition anyway. You might sell it over the weekend. Maybe more people will be looking then.
I suppose I could.
Aren't you going home this weekend?
No, I sent them a telegram. I told them I had flu. I feel so guilty.
Why? You don't have to go home every weekend, do you?
I like going home. But I thought I'd better concentrate on selling the car.
I don't know why you want to get rid of it. I think it's a lovely car. I'd buy it myself if I had any cash. But I never have.
Good morning, Mr. Whitehall.
Morning, Meg.
I'm not late, am I?
Not at all. Listen, dear, there's that huge order come in for New York. I wonder if you could make a start packing it today.
Yes, of course.
There's plenty of newspaper and straw in the basement. I'm afraid you'll have to spend some time down there, though.
I don't mind.
Well, you can have the heater on anyway. Going home this weekend?
No, not this weekend. I'm trying to sell my car.
Oh?
I might be going out with one of my flatmates instead.
A weekend in town?
Yes. Well, I'll start at once.
Oh, thank you so much, my dear.
That's all I ever do here. Wrap things up and make coffee. God! That's her. That's the girl who got into the car. Petite Mary Carmichael was found wrapped in her raincoat in a ditch not 100 yards from the M1 north of Woburn. Assaulted and strangled with a scarf. Oh, no. Mr. Turner was discovered in the boot of the car. A black MG. Oh, my God.
Not really an accident. I expect you've noticed the respray.
The car belonged to Mr. Turner, who had been stabbed a number of times and is thought to have died earlier than Miss Carmichael. Mr. Turner is thought to have given a lift to Mary Carmichael and some other person not yet identified.
Never pick up hitchhikers, Meg. Never!
Mrs. Carmichael of Manchester described their only daughter as very quiet and shy without a boyfriend.
I'm sure Mr. Wright will come along someday.
She must have been frightened. So frightened.
Ah, but fear and murder go hand in hand. Let's face it, there's a great deal of fear.
He talked about nothing but murders. He must have recognized the car. But what about the girl, Mary? He must have thought I knew what had happened. He'd be afraid of me going to the police.
There, dear?
Yes, I'm fine. I knocked my hand on something. Would you like some coffee?
Coffee? Oh, yes, dear. Splendid notion.
Mr. Whitehorn?
Mm?
Do you remember a murder case on the M1 last spring?
A murder?
Well, two murders, really. The man was found in the boot of the car.
And the girl in the ditch somewhere, yes, indeed. It was all over the papers at the time. Very nasty. Very sordid.
Did they ever find...
No, they caught the chap, of course.
Did they?
I expect he'll be sitting in some tremendously kind prison for about 18 months out next year, I shouldn't wonder. Typical.
They caught him.
The murderer, dear. The murderer. The trial was all over the papers. Well... How have you been getting on with your packing, Marathon?
Not very well, I'm afraid. I started reading the newspaper.
As usual.
That was why I asked about the murder. But I could come in tomorrow morning for an hour or two, as I'm not going home.
Oh, I would be grateful, Meg. The sooner it's all packed up and off my hands, the better.
Oh, how stupid. Of course he wasn't the murderer. Just a horrible man. Now, all you need to do is get rid of the car.
Hello, good morning. I wonder if you could help me. I'm phoning about a car that's advertised for sale in the Standard.
Yes, a car for sale in this evening's paper. Yes, the MG.
I wonder if you could
That's
give
right,
me the address.
That's right, the MG. I wonder if you'd be kind enough to give me the address.
Oh, oh no, what did he say then?
Letter for you, Meg.
Oh, dear, it's from my mother. I told her I had the flu.
You really are not to think of getting up unless you're feeling completely recovered. I do wish I could come down and look after you, but your father thinks he may be getting this wretched bug. Much love, darling, and take care of yourself.
I bet you did, just like you.
Sam's been on that phone for ages.
Maybe people are trying to phone me about the car.
Oh, yes, your ad's in again, isn't it? Samantha, you really are the limit. Oh, Meg, would you like me to do some shopping for you?
Well, that's very kind of you.
Look, why don't I get us a small chicken for Sunday lunch? Sam will be out, as usual.
Fine.
I'll do the shopping if you'll do the cooking.
I'd enjoy that.
Oh, all right. I'll meet you in half an hour. Oh, I haven't got a thing to wear.
Did anyone ring for me, Samantha?
Oh, yes, a few people. They just wanted to know if the car could be seen at this address in the name of the owner. Well, I said you were at work for the morning. I gave them your number at the shop and this address, too.
Nobody phoned the shop.
Oh, they'll come round if they're interested. Bruce says you'll be lucky to sell. He says it's a rotten time of year. Morning.
Hello, Val.
Have you sold the car yet?
No. Had a few calls last night, but no one wanted it. This'll be ready soon. But you haven't had any breakfast yet, have you?
It all looks very nice. Bread sauce, too.
Yes, well, I thought I'd do all the trimmings.
Trouble is, I'm frightfully sorry, Meg, but I'll have to be out to lunch today after all.
Oh, dear. Oh, look, shall I keep it till this evening? It would keep.
I won't be back to dinner either, I'm afraid. You eat it.
Oh, but I can't eat it all.
Oh, gosh, is that the time? I must get ready. Honestly, I'm sorry, Meg. Enjoy it.
I don't feel very hungry now.
Much love, darling. And take care of yourself.
I'll go home next weekend. Maybe the car will be sold by then. Sold or not, I don't think I can bear another weekend alone here.
Ah, Meg, somebody rang up for you. You've just missed them.
Was it about the car?
Well, I don't think so. Something to do with your plans for the weekend. Haven't you sold the car yet, my dear?
No. Samantha, that's my flatmate, says that her boyfriend says that it's the wrong time of year to sell a second-hand car.
Maybe so.
Thought perhaps I'd better try and sell it nearer home.
Well, yes. You'll be driving up there on Friday, won't you?
I suppose so. Mr. Whitehorn, have you ever been up north to sales and auctions and things like that?
Yes, from time to time. Why do you ask?
I suppose you wouldn't like to come up with me this weekend.
For the weekend?
To stay. I could drive you anywhere you wanted to go.
My dear child, I couldn't possibly do anything like that at such short notice. It would throw out all my plans, you see. I always make plans for the weekend.
Oh, I see.
Perhaps you haven't realised it, but I'm a homosexual. I thought you would know, running this shop and the states I get into. I always plan my free time. I'm lunching with a very dear friend in Ascot, and sometimes I stay the night there. I had absolutely no intention of misleading you.
No, of course not. I'm terribly sorry.
Well, not at all, dear. Just so long as you're not upset.
Oh, no, that's all right. I'm not at all upset, no.
It's no good. I'll just have to ask the girls. I'll have to ask them.
Val? Samantha?
Yes?
I was wondering if either of you would like to come home with me this weekend.
Oh.
You'd like it, I'm sure.
Oh, please come. Please make them say yes.
It's lovely countryside, and my mother's a marvellous cook.
Well,
we could go for drives.
Oh, I'm afraid not. Not this weekend, anyway, Meg.
We couldn't possibly come at such short notice.
Besides, I have a date on Saturday night.
Well, so do I, and on Sunday.
Perhaps in the summer.
Yes, it might be marvellous in the summer.
If we have a free weekend.
If we do.
That's all right. I just thought you might like to come. It doesn't really matter. I'll think of something.
If I made it love you now, would be the sweetest thing to
would make me sing. Abraham is well try and catch the wind.
Off home tonight, hmm?
I thought I'd drive a different way. Not through Hendon.
A bit of a change.
That way I won't see her again. Even if she is waiting for me.
Well, mind you don't get lost. It's going to be foggy tonight, so the forecast said.
Oh, dear. Is it?
Oh, trains are so much easier in this weather, I always think.
Not when your parents live 17 miles from the station and don't drive and the last bus leaves early and you can't afford the taxi.
Oh, it's getting very cold in here.
Quite damp.
I think I'll light the paraffin heater.
Could I go and get another cardigan, Mr. Whitehorn?
Hmm?
A cardigan from the case in my car. I'd like to check the car anyway. I keep thinking I've forgotten to lock it.
Well, very well, dear. Off you pop.
Thank you. It never seems to have got light today. It'll just be a thick white mist at home. I wish I was there now.
Home at last, darling.
I wish I didn't have to drive. Oh. I could have sworn I'd locked it. Ought to be more careful. Cardi.
Oh, God, the travel rug.
It's been there for ages. I'd better take it home again. Maybe he'll let me get away early if I ask him nicely.
Damn. Oh, damn!
I had left it open.
Well, you should be more careful. There are some funny characters around. Oh, I really am a useless typist.
Can I help? I'm afraid I'm not very good at it either.
Oh, no, dear, you'd be worse than me. I'll just have to persevere.
I finished all that packing.
Good girl.
Could I... Would you mind if I left a little bit early again today? The fog is getting bad.
Oh, so it is. Well, I don't see why you shouldn't go. You've worked hard this week. Oh, what time is it?
4:30.
Well, there's not much more you can do here today. Make me a cup of coffee, then off you go. And mind you drive carefully now.
One last look at the map, and off we go. Hmm. 3 hours and I'll be home. Well, that was a good route out of London. Quicker, I think. No hitchhikers either. It's awfully warm in here. That rug smells terrible. Maybe it got damp. Kept forgetting to take it out. Perhaps I could put it under the seat. There's a service station. I'll stop. Have a smoke. Won't bother with the coffee. I wonder if I was imagining it all. It must have been. Just my silly imagination.
I only had to pick the lock twice.
Oh, my God! You!
You shouldn't have locked it again. That was annoying, my dear. It put me in quite a nasty frame of mind.
But you can't be the murderer. He's in prison.
They caught Mr. Wrong, you see.
I shall have to do without you when Mr. Wright comes along.
But you seem to know so much. And as you were driving the same car, I simply had to catch up with you somehow. Your very charming flatmate was quite helpful. And your boss, too. They told me all I wanted to know.
Make someone ring up for you. Your plans for the weekend.
You're not going to get out, are you? I shouldn't. This service station is closed for renovation. There'll be nobody to help you. Besides, this is a very sharp knife. You see, ever since you turned me out in that unkind manner, I've been trying to track you down, my dear. It wasn't too difficult. Your advertisement was a great help. Really a very great help to me. Fear and murder go hand in hand. This time, it'll all be done my way.
Where's blood coming from? Where?
Don't worry too much. Just stick to the fear. The fate worse than death tends to occur after it. I always like them warm.
Thank you.
Mr. Wrong, by Elizabeth Jane Howard, was dramatized for radio by Catherine Lucy Chakavska. Meg was played by Petra Markham. Her mother, Pauline Letts. Her father, Michael Bilton. The murderer, Geoffrey Matthews. Samantha, Phillida Nash. Val, Marion Diamond. Mr. Whitehorn, John Webb. Lady with Dog, Hilda Schroeder. Car dealer, Clive Panto. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.